Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, everybody. It is a Monday. Let's get after it. We are live and local for the next 4 hours. That's what we do every weekday from 2 to 6 right here on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris with the ones and twos, and we are ready to go. You can join us at any time at 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. That is both our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line if you shall choose either way to get a hold of us. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. You can follow the station at 99.3ESPN or check out our website at 99.3ESPN.com. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Great weekend. Mellow day yesterday, but overall, real good. Kept waiting to see how the drama would unfold with either the the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys with, you know, AB and Ezekiel Elliott. But I'm just glad, you know, John Gruden, which he has to do. I never thought I would say him this. I feel badly for him. I feel badly for him that he has to fake it in front of the media as badly as he does, because I know he and Mayock are the GM, are in some padded room with some sort of way to vent their anger at either, you know, some sort of boxing equipment.
And not to confuse anybody.
Or maybe just beat each other up.
We started off with Feetgate, with the frostbite in the feet, and then that segued to another reason why he wasn't practicing is because he's not allowed to wear his helmet, because that style has been outlawed. Even Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers have moved on, even though they're not happy about it, but they are because it's the league rules. Yep, AB on Friday had a two-hour conference call with the league wanting to file a grievance because he wants to use his old helmet. This is
Brian
unbelievable.
Brian McCarthy, the NFL PR guy, issued a statement today. The player, it was the same statement we read on Friday and Thursday. The player can't practice or play in games with equipment that's not approved. If he doesn't play or practice, he is in breach of his contract and doesn't get paid. NFL policy is that helmets have to be certified by NOSCE. They don't certify equipment that's older than 10 years. End of story. Done deal. Now, I hope this lingers from a sports talk show host perspective, only from that narcissistic point of view. But other than that, he can kiss my ass, take his ball, and get the hell out and go home.
Pete Shepherd, he's retiring to do just that. He's threatening to retire.
Hey, AB, hello, McFly, let me tell you something, okay? The league will go on without you. I know you find that hard to believe, Antonio Brown. But the league will survive.
I want to see him have the guts to rewrite that $30 million guaranteed bonus check and give it back to the Raiders and retire.
I heard some of Stephen A.'s diatribe.
It was pretty good. I liked it.
But here's the thing. We are talking about a man who threw furniture off a 14-story building in Miami. So why are we surprised by any of this? This guy is certifiable nuts. Period. He's a nut job. He needs professional help. That's my opinion. He needs help. This guy is psycho. And God only knows what he's going to do next.
I agree with you. I don't belittle mental illness. But I don't think he's right. I really don't think he's right. He's great. Great talent.
Why does nobody ever bring up? I wish somebody at the Sports Center desk or get up. They're doing these shows. Somebody say, this is the man we're talking about that threw furniture off a 14-story building that almost hit a 2-year-old infant. Child. Why does nobody ever bring that up? He threw furniture off a building 14 stories up. And we're surprised that he's upset about a helmet.
Nobody normal does that.
Ugh. He goes to France.
Maybe it was the old helmet that caused the brain injury.
Maybe he's been concussed and he's acting like an idiot.
Not according to him.
I want to get more into this because there's some other things to come from this. We'll get to all that and more news around the NFL. We need to catch up on the Buccaneers. We talked a lot about the Dolphins because they played on Thursday. We talked about it on Friday, but the Buccaneers had their first preseason game on Friday going into the weekend. We'll talk about Jameis Winston. The U has announced a quarterback.
Yes.
We'll get into that as well. So we got a lot to do. But first, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, we'll hit on all big three schools from the state of Florida. Gators defensive back John Huggins has been dismissed from the football program. Huggins missed all of preseason camp with what Coach Dan Mullen called a family issue. With their season opener less than 2 weeks away with Florida, Miami has named former ESPN 300 recruit Jaren Williams its starting quarterback, beating out N'Kozy Perry and Ohio State transfer Tate Martell. And Florida State quarterback Jordan Travis was granted immediate eligibility today.
All right, very good. By the way, Chris, how was your weekend? I believe you were out on the islands this weekend.
Half of this company was out there.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, it was kind of bad weather.
Yeah? Now, are you nervous or apprehensive about saying goodbye to your boys on Friday afternoon?
Apprehensive. That was very, very Bostonian type accent.
Saying goodbye
right
to your boys on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you're getting neutered.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'll be on the golf course. I'll be thinking of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Friday, it's me and Rick Church. You two are both gone.
We have our Ryder
Pete's
Cup.
Golfing and your Ryder Cup, your annual deal at your homestead. And Chris is getting neutered.
Wow. It's going to come back.
I'd be nervous about it.
They're not gone.
No, but, well.
I've been told a lot of things.
If they cut the wrong wire, they will be.
I've been told a lot of things.
Such as?
It's going to be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
As far as you know.
Aren't you nervous about it, though?
How long does it take?
A little bit. From what I'm told, about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Snip, snip.
Just done.
I just don't.
It's not an actual, well, it is an actual snip.
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's not detaching anything.
No.
Not
unless they snip the wrong thing that supplies the
blood.
As
far as you know.
Hey, maybe they could do it, you know, when you're in there as the husband, you know, and you give a birth and you get to cut the umbilical cord. It'd be cool if they let a guy cut his own junk.
No, I was also told don't watch. From a fairly reliable source in town.
Really?
Don't watch.
Did somebody watch?
Yeah, you can watch, I guess. Put a mirror down there. See yourself from an angle you never thought you'd see yourself at.
Put a mirror down there.
What, like, you know when
do
you
Do they
get,
give you a mirror, like, at the dentist office or a haircut?
Like, when you're getting a haircut, right? They go, how does the back look? And it's a stupid question, because what are you going to say? Looks like crap? No, it always looks good. The back of your hair always looks good.
Right.
So.
Here, how's your junk look now?
Well, yeah, got to, I don't want to derail the show.
Okay, but?
We can.
Well, we got a lot. Go ahead. What?
I got to go out and buy a new razor on Thursday night.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you guys. This is science right here.
Wait a minute.
Why? Because you have to groom yourself?
You got to shave.
Oh, you have to be, like as smooth as my face.
Oh, Steve.
But here's what I'm saying, Chris.
I'm going to throw up.
The razor you use for your face should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I'm not using that razor, though. I'm not sharing that.
I'll just use Nair.
Because that's permanent.
Nair's not permanent. Just kind of burns it off for a while. Anyway, you're right. Let's not digress on the show too much, although we have got all week to do that. What, you look like you're about to say something important.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do have a little bit of a follow-up to the officials in Lee County, which we've got high school football. It's going to be on our sister station, 770 WJBX, on Friday night.
Sweet.
We spent a lot of time on this Friday. People are interested in this. It might not be football.
The FHSAA has terminated the sanction of Lee County officials group. So they can no longer work anywhere in the state, that officials group.
Oh, really?
Oh, is this like a hardball move on negotiations?
Yeah.
Like you're striking? Fine. You're out?
Yeah.
This is like a lockout. This is like the owners locking out the players. They're locking out the officials.
I wonder if they have a lawsuit.
Well, they claim they have they've got a plan B in place that they haven't told anybody. It sounds like they're going to move forward with that so that we can have football for week one. In Lee County. Wow. All right.
Yeah, I'm looking at our friend Adam Fisher, who was on with us from Naples the Daily News, was on with us Friday. Yep, there it is. Officials drama continue, FHSAA.
That's a hardball move.
Terminated the sanction of Lee Corporate Officials Group. The officials can no longer work games anywhere in the state. Does that seem right to anybody?
No.
We're talking over between $65 a game for these guys.
Idiot in Napa Valley who's arguing over, you know, going to lose $30 or $50 million on a helmet, and these poor guys just for second jobs trying to and probably love the game. Really, probably love the game. Yeah. Probably heartbroken over this. They can't work anywhere in the state. That wow. To me, I'm all over it. I'm an attorney, all over it.
Well, who's getting the money on that? I mean, is it worth it for these guys, the officials, to sue? I mean, and it costs hundreds and thousands of dollars to sue for $65 a game. They'll probably just walk away. I'm still confident they'll get something worked out, but this seems like a pretty hard left turn in the negotiating turns to me. So, the first week of the game, the practice games for most part of this weekend,
kickoff classics,
kickoff classics. Well,
jamboree.
We call them jamborees where I was from. Thing.
Well, jamboree is slightly different. A jamboree, you got three teams, everybody plays each other for a half.
Right.
This is a game.
Okay.
It's but it doesn't preseason really.
Game. So a week from this Friday would be the first regular season games.
Bingo.
Got it.
Not the 19th. I'm getting my days mixed up.
What would we?
This is the 23rd.
23rd, thank you.
What would we hypothetically be carrying that day on our sister station because we carry the high school football? What do you know the schedule? Is it a Lee County game or is it a Collier County game? Or
I should have the schedule in here. I have it at my desk.
I put you on the spot. That's my fault.
I don't know.
We got 2 weeks to figure that out. All right. Wow. Back to AB for just a moment.
Real quick, first Father's Day says, Nair and whiskey, not a good combo, FYI. I feel like there's a follow-up question there.
Nair and whiskey, why would you put,
were you drinking the whiskey?
No.
Were you using the whiskey as
alcohol, as a clean,
That's a terrible idea.
That seems like that would burn.
Well, you could put rubbing alcohol down there after. You could put rubbing alcohol on under your nose after you shave when it's going to burn. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like, you know, down in the nether regions.
Mm. Go Facebook Live.
You should go.
Everybody knows what you're doing on Thursday night.
For the benefit of the show, from the waist up on Friday, you should go Facebook Live during the procedure. Do not tell me that would not get ratings. Can you imagine that?
I'm not going during the procedure.
Waist up.
That's illegal. You can't.
Oh, no, you can do it.
What do you mean it's illegal?
Yeah.
I guess it's an infringement on HIPAA.
No, not if you sign away.
No, not if you sign away. You can sign a waiver.
Katie Couric did a special with Jimmy Kimmel where Jimmy Kimmel had cameras in his colonoscopy, too, because she lost a husband to colon cancer. So you can do such things.
Back in the 70s, we talked about this a couple of years ago. There was they used to have ABC after-school specials,
right?
Yeah,
but that was 50 years ago.
No, that this was my mom's having a baby, and they showed a mom having a baby in the middle of the afternoon on ABC.
Well, that's just unnatural.
It's very natural.
I'll never forget that. It was like, whoa! I was like 8 years old.
Chris, is your appointment Friday like the first thing in the morning?
Noon.
Is it during the it's at noon.
High noon.
High noon. Well, then, heck, you could do the show.
Can you
The show starts at 2. You could be here for the show.
I might call. I'm not calling in. Who are we kidding? Absolutely not.
Why don't you be on speakerphone at least? I won't be here. Be on speakerphone during the procedure.
He can't. We're not on the air during the procedure.
Right.
Well, tape
He's
it.
On at noon. The show's on at 2. I'm saying he
Levitard.
Should suck it up and come here and do the show.
Do like a remote, like 4 60-second breaks?
Sure.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fantastic. Chris, for the show.
I'm not doing that.
It's the last day of summer ratings period, you know. Let's do it.
Put that. No, poll question. Seriously. If Chris went Facebook Live during his vasectomy procedure, would you watch? Yes or no?
Put it on the poll.
That's a great poll
Put
question.
Put it on the
Absolutely.
Poll.
Absolutely.
Twin Peaks.
It doesn't matter what the result of the poll is. Yeah,
what if we hit 100%, though? You're going to feel pressure to do it.
Fine. If we hit 100%, I will do it.
Put from the waist up, by the way. Put from the waist up.
All right.
Absolutely.
I love this.
I'm telling you, people would tune in. Absolutely. Look what else they tune in for when we do stuff like that.
Bacon Grease says I didn't show up again for my appointment. I didn't have the guts to follow through, man.
Also, I got a reminder email this morning, actually.
Really?
Your appointment is this Friday at noon. Are you going to be there?
Not the usual. This is just to confirm.
No, this
Are
is
you a, coming?
Have you backed out yet?
I'll bet
or
that
not?
Has a out of all the surgeries out there, I'll bet that has a high percentage of people of no shows. I'll bet you it's significant.
Hello, Christopher. I look forward to seeing you at your appointment. Does this time still work for you? If not, please let me know so I can see another patient that needs help.
Wow. Ryan texts again today on Sound Street. Snip, snip.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Back to AB. I differed a little with you in my initial reaction about John Gruden being asked about the AB situation. Because I know that I read earlier in the week there was some frustration about the feet. And then I assumed there would be more frustration about the helmet and why the heck isn't AB out there. Because there was that one story we heard last week that AB was the feet were clearing up and he should be ready to go. And then he came up with this helmet thing. And I was surprised to the extent of which John Gruden supported AB. I'm talking about how we support him, and this is a personal issue. I'm like, this is not the John Gruden I've grown up watching.
But I think it was all fake. I think he's got no choice. What's right now, things can change. Maybe things changing in a week or two. Right now, I feel badly for him. First of all, I feel badly for Gruden. I don't think he has a lot of command and respect for that. You got these suck-ups on ESPN and some on NFL Network thinking they bought into some of that rah-rah crap from Hard Knocks. They were laughing at him. That stuff with them knocking on the table, that all choreographed stuff, that stuff is fake and phony and fraudulent. And I'm telling you, John Gruden, he's got a lot of work ahead. AB aside, man, because between Abraham, that rookie safety, mouthing off to him during the show and others, his little rah-rah speech, they were laughing at him. I know a lot of it was for the camera, but the overall, I feel badly for him because of AB, because he has no choice right now. What's he supposed to do? I can't believe this idiot is. I mean, I'd call him out. I don't think there's any. I think it's selfish, arrogant, ignorant, but not totally unexpected.
Now, let me ask you this. Stand by for this question. Let's say AB acquiesces and wears the new helmet. And let's say at some point in the season, he gets a concussion in the new helmet, which is very possible. I mean, you can have the best helmet in the world. Concussions happen all the time. Can he turn around and then sue the...
No.
That's what Mike Florio is proposing today.
AB's
people are talking about this today, going, he's going to sue if he gets injured.
You can sue, they'll lose. But I agree. That's what he's hanging on to. And Mike McCann last week, Sports Illustrated attorney, brought up the fact too. He said the easiest option for the NFL would be to let Antonio wear his helmet and just require him to sign a waiver. But NFL has several reasons not to do that.
Like, it won't hold up.
Including ongoing concussion litigation and the fact that helmet safety is a joint initiative with Brown's union. So, I mean, look, the NFLPA is against AB on this one. The NFL is against him. Anybody with half a brain is just scratching their head over this.
You know who's not against him right now? You know who's having a great time right now? The Steelers.
Steelers
are loving this. This is just typical AB.
Mm-hmm. The drama will continue. I don't know how much they're going to show. And I'll tell you, if they don't get into this at all on Hard Knocks, I'm not going to watch the rest of it. If they don't get into it tomorrow night, a little bit, at least address it, I'm not going to watch
now,
the rest. I'm not
going to
waste my time.
My experience with Hard Knocks is, I think the cutoff is through, like, they've been filming all week.
Yeah.
I think this second episode will go right up to and maybe even include their first preseason game against the Buccaneers. They're busy putting the final edits together
against
now.
Against the Rams.
I misspoke.
Yeah.
You're right.
But there's a lot that Hard Knocks has to get in here. They've still got to have the whole fallout from the foot ordeal.
Right.
And then remember, there was a huge fight in camp in the joint practices between the Raiders and Rams. So that'll take up like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, hopefully they will address it.
Good thing it's an hour
hopefully
show.
And let's not to mention, too, what else was going on with AB that was reported last week about him just not paying attention at meetings, on his tablet, on his phone.
Yeah.
The typical stuff you would expect out of him, which shows absolutely no. I don't want to hear the word leader and Antonio Brown ever again.
Have we ever?
Ever.
Have we ever heard
leader?
There are
those out there that Raiders got him there and talked about him being a leader. That's one of the reasons why they claim they went out and got him. What a mess.
I'll give him an A for work ethic when he does work and working out. He's always I've never been out of shape a day in his life.
Nope.
He can catch the ball. He's fast. I'll give him all that. And that's where it stops. He is a monumental pain in the in the ass. He's a narcissist.
He's selfish.
I think he's got something mentally wrong upstairs. Have always thought that.
Instead of AB, you should change his Twitter account to ME, me. Me.
Me.
Put it on the back of his uniform. No, not Brown. Me. ME. That's all you care about. That's all he cares about.
This is really hurting Derek Carr's fantasy value, too.
I feel badly for him.
There was one snippet in Hard Knocks last week, because AB has done one or two practices. And he and Gruden were drooling on when AB is on the field, everything moves faster. Everything's up-tempo. Both sides of the football. Defensive guys are trying harder. And that's gone.
And they were showing highlights this morning. It was, I think it was on Pro Football Talk, about Derek Carr after Amari Cooper got traded. And Bryant was his best receiver out there, nowhere near the level of Cooper. Forget Antonio Brown. And he was a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Totally different quarterback.
Oh, no question.
Well, Cooper had a lot of drops in Oakland. People only remember the Cowboy Amari Cooper. Raider Cooper was very inconsistent.
Yeah.
But he was inconsistent, but he was still the best receiver
no,
they had.
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it.
And now you're looking at...
But even he wasn't coming anywhere close to what... When Antonio Brown is on the field, look, it's easy to argue that the guy's a bonehead off the field, that he's done some flat-out stupid things off the field, but you cannot argue with the output that he has when he is on the field.
If you
can keep this guy happy... Or content, at least, when he shows up on Sundays, the guy is still one of the three best receivers in the game.
Absolutely.
But when he shows up on Sundays, I still can't forgive him for just skipping out on week 17 last year.
Look, I can't either, but that's why I threw in the caveat when you can keep him content off the field. When you're able to do that, and it's not right, it's not fair that you're going to have to stroke the guy's ego and all of that, but if you're John Gruden, you are... I don't think you're coaching for your job yet, but you're about a year away if you don't turn this thing around fairly closely.
I'd be another sticky pad sandwich.
I disagree with both of you. 10-year guaranteed. He's not getting fired until at least year six. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, but really? Let's see.
At worst, if you don't acquiesce to this guy a little bit, he is signed for 3 more years. Like, you have to at least try to make that relationship okay, because you have the next 3 seasons. Think about it. If you get to the end of that, you're going into year 5.
Yeah. But still, here's the deal. The thing we always hear, like, on NBA players is NBA players don't respect coaches because they make so much more. I will say this. I mean, Gruden right now has the leverage, and he doesn't know it, and he's not using it. Gruden is going to be there for 9 more years at $10 million per year.
He'll never make it. I told you.
Antonio Brown could be cut after next year.
No way Gruden stays there 9 years.
Right now, I disagree with you.
He will not be there 9 years. He might be there
Whether he is or not is irrelevant to this conversation. He's got the leverage. On paper, Gruden's not going anywhere, so AB has to acquiesce to John Gruden.
I totally agree. But let me throw some names out here real quick. Marcell Ateman, J.J. Nelson, Tyrell Williams, Dwayne Harris, Keon Hatcher. Any of those names ring a bell?
Are they the no-name receivers behind
AB on the
roster?
That's who the Raiders have left on the roster as receivers right now in the depth chart. And you want to throw in Darren Waller as the tight end.
Wow.
Tyrell Williams, Marcell Ateman, J.J. Nelson, Keon Hatcher, Dwayne Harris, Rico Gafford, Keelan Doss, Jordan Lashley. I mean, give me a break.
Slim Pickens. Maybe they're going to draft some more receivers next year.
I'll tell you who's going to go up in fantasy. It's Josh Jacobs, the running back from Alabama. There's no question that he's going to get a whole bunch of touches.
Cocoa Puffs texting to Chris saying, hurting Carr's fantasy value. He's always been a backup.
Hasn't always been. His 13-3 year, he was a
years
good
ago, he
starter.
Was pretty good for
but
fantasy.
Yes, you're right. I was more making the selfish analogy because we were talking about selfish Antonio Brown.
But I was just telling him, Josh Jacobs' value is going to go up fantasy-wise if Antonio Brown ain't around, I think. And from what Gruden says, he's looked real good in camp.
Tyrell Williams is really the guy that's going to benefit here.
Well,
he's been having a good camp.
Yeah. After that, like I said, it's Terrell Williams, Marshall Lateman, J.J. Nelson, Dwayne Harris, Kian Hatcher. No one's heard of these guys. Rico Gaffer, Keelan Dawson, Jordan Lastly.
Terrell Williams has been decent in the number two role for the Chargers the last few years. Mm. And especially because you're in the Chargers, Keenan Allen's going to miss a few games every year. So he steps into that number one. But I get what you're saying.
All right, we'll continue this conversation. If you want to jump on, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We've still got to talk about the Bucs' performance over the weekend as well.
I'll get to the Hurricanes, too.
A new quarterback for the Canes. And I want to eliminate Bryson DeChambeau from golf, period. We'll have all of that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on a Monday on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Monday. Lots to get caught up on over the weekend. You know, I just stuck my head outside during the break. This is that time of year. Have you noticed, like, the extra humidity in the last 24 hours? It's, like, so humid that you go out and your glasses fog up.
24 hours? It's been that way for 2 months,
basically. No, it stepped up a notch.
I think it's pretty
No. It's much worse.
I don't mind it.
You mean when I took my dog out at 6 a.m. this morning and it felt like it was 97 degrees outside?
Yeah, that could be it.
Saturday, I got to play. It only rained on us for about half a hole, but it was cloudy.
Beautiful golf weather.
For I played
That's
late.
The best you're going to get down here this time
I
of year.
I played late for me, 11 o'clock in the morning, but it was actually quite pleasant. Actually, a little bit of a breeze. Lucky.
Nice.
But that was about the coolest day in the last. That's fine.
Speaking of my glasses fogging up outside, a bit of a glasses mystery here. So I've got these cheap pair of Foster Grant sunglasses that I really, really like. They just fit
Foster
me
Grant,
well.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, step back on high-end sunglasses, Chris.
Just got a KTL record with
that,
too.
You could buy 15 of these for what you pay for yours. But
probably more than that.
Yeah, maybe. Like, they're not a big deal. They're just, but I like them. And I'm good for, if I could keep sunglasses for a year and a half, that's a lot. I always, A, either lose them or B, crack them and squish them. So anyway, mine have been missing for about a week, and I thought possibly in the back of my mind that I might have left them here on the console on a Friday, or on our board area here on a Friday, and came back in the studio and they weren't here. Yet today, a week later, they're sitting here in front of my microphone waiting for me when I came in. So I deduced that I did actually indeed leave them here one day, and maybe one of the weekend guys at either the fishing show or the golf show accidentally picked them up. And, put them in their bag or whatever, and then realized it and then brought them back this weekend and had them waiting for me. But I tore up my house and my car looking for these things for the last week.
Maybe you dropped them on the floor.
Why didn't you just buy a new pair if they're so cheap?
I was getting close to doing that.
Yeah.
But instead, I really like these, so.
No, tell them what you did. Instead, you robbed from your family.
Well, I stole my son's sunglasses.
Borrowed.
Right. Technically, I paid for them in the first place.
Right.
So, I mean, I pay for everything.
Now, does he have a nice pair of sunglasses? Or
No, El Cheapo.
Bring him into
plastic.
The Cheapo brand as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too bad, Craig.
Why?
Because you're down here in Florida with, real UV.
Yep.
You're absolutely right, Chris. However, as I mentioned, my entire life, and I got a large body of work here, I've owned like 40 pair of sunglasses. I will lose and or break them once a year. I can't be dropping $300 on sunglasses knowing I'm going to break them.
You basically live in a fishing community. We got these things. They're called crokies.
Yeah? What's a croak?
They're little straps that go around the back, hook onto the back of your glasses.
Sure.
That way when you take them off, you just drop them.
Yeah.
And then they're around your neck so you don't sit on them. You don't set them down at a restaurant. They're right there for you. They're good to go. You don't scratch them or anything like that. I'd recommend. I'd invest in a pair.
I don't see you walking around with croquis and glasses hanging around your neck
not,
right now.
I'm
I don't see Pete doing it.
I'm not losing a pair of glasses every year.
I did just lose
a pair of my Costas.
One pair in 12 years, and these is full. Because these are these
See,
are,
you go Maui, Maui Jim. Yeah. Maui Jim is a good glass brand.
These are expensive.
The glass actually on
them my cousin's.
Is
he left them here
after his
wedding and the reception we had for him a couple of Mays ago. Left them here.
Hey,
and
Just
I took him.
Just as Chris said, 6 foot three said Chris seems like a Costa kind of guy. Yep.
Costa.
Nailed it. Same thing.
Nope. Costa. I don't know what a Costa is. Costas. Know what those are. Nice pair of sunglasses. And I only go with the glasses. What? I don't even go for the plastic lenses on those.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, wait till one of your boys or your dog just scratches the hell out of them.
Happened with my newest pair of Ray-Bans.
But these Maui Jims are probably the best I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, Maui Jims are solid.
These are solid.
The lens on them is spectacular.
I wish I could play golf. I can't play golf with sunglasses. I tried.
I got a cracked pair of Maui Jims in my
Really?
See, listen to you. You got a cracked pair of this. You got a pair that your kids scratch. I mean, it happens. It's not. I'm not spending $300 on glasses.
You don't need $300. You need a solid $150 and you're good to go.
They'll break.
They won't break. And if they break with Costas, you send them in and they send you a new pair.
Oh, see, Craig, really? I'm with like you, that. Craig. The only reason I had the other ones I had were like $120, but I won them in a poker tournament in Connecticut.
Nice.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought them. Because I'm like you. I lose them. Maybe it's because they were so nice.
I got a dealer. I got lucky. I'll hook you guys up.
You got a dealer?
A Costa dealer. Yeah, he gets them for cost.
Really?
Yeah, it's a steal.
I'm good right now. But
I got a guy.
So 300, what could I get 300 for? Can you get them for 100?
No. Costas, do they go up 300?
I don't know.
Like 240, something like that. Probably get them for $160.
I have such a hard time paying that kind of money.
Yeah.
And I know I'm lucky because these are my cousins that I have, the Maui Jims, and they're spectacular, and he's never getting them back.
Yeah, but Costas has a lifetime warranty.
I got college tuition. But I'm not spending $200 on glasses.
Oh, it's $200.
It's six. Don't even get me started. Let's see here. I had a couple of texts.
Second kid's about to start daycare. You want to talk about an expense?
It is an expense. No doubt about it. Gutsy Blues fan says, tell me about it, Craig. I work outside 10 hours a day. See, he's getting tired of his glasses fogging up, too. Yeah, it happens. All right. Miami Tom. That's his new nickname, by the way. He's a new texter. He's a Canes fan. Guys, love the show. Wanted to say I'm super excited about Williams getting the starting quarterback job at Miami. Thought Diaz and Enos would have waited a little longer to announce it, but the Gators really don't have much film other than high school film to study for.
Well, they said last week, I thought it was going to be announced like last Thursday or Friday.
Jaron Williams is the starter.
And Danny Nuss is the OC, as most of you know. Yeah, Jaron Williams, the redshirt freshman, is going to be the starter, beat out Tate Martell and then Cozy Perry for the starting job. And Williams is the one. We had a couple of if you read in camp, from the get-go, thing I heard about Tate Martell was he wasn't really doing great. I think he did better as camp went on, but initially he was going to be the guy. He didn't transfer from Ohio State to sit on the bench here, but now that's where he's going to start, is on the bench. I really don't care. I trust Manny Diaz's judgment, but I've heard a lot of good things about Jaron Williams. I've seen a couple of highlights, but I'll be honest, I've seen a lot more of Tate Martell and Cozy Perry. I don't know what Jaron Williams is all about, but I trust Manny Diaz and Dan Enos' instincts, if that's their coaching, if that's who the guy is, who it is.
Can we start a new game here on the show, on the program?
Okay.
Whenever somebody loses a quarterback battle, how long until their name shows up in the transfer portal?
I like it.
Tate Martell has already used a year of eligibility.
Yeah. Yes.
So if he sits out this year, this can be his transfer year if he wants to go somewhere else, because he was already granted immediate eligibility by the NCAA.
Yep. Yeah.
I think we'll see Tate Martell's name in the transfer portal before the end of September.
Really?
Absolutely.
That would be a shame if that was the case.
And for Perry.
I think he should wait. Really? Yeah.
Cozy Perry for sure.
Well, he's a redshirt sophomore.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. And it's a shame. Although, I've never been sold on Cozy Perry.
No,
I've never been sold on any of the quarterbacks Miami's rolled out the last 2 years.
When he came in for Rozier last year and Cozy Perry, absolutely there was an immediate spark in the offense. But
because he is a great athlete, yes. I will give you that.
But he just made better throws. He just seemed more sure of himself.
But he's immature. He's a knucklehead.
But it didn't last too long. He had flashes here and there, but it did not last too long. Need somebody to take command of this offense. And if it's not Tate Martell, right now it's going to be a redshirt freshman, Jaron Williams. So, like I said, look, defense we know is good. We've talked about it all the time. They got a great running back, DJ Dallas, and they got some real good wide receivers and the tight ends. We'll see. I still go by, Peter Burns was on with us last week. He called the Miami Florida game, and this is not, he doesn't say that lightly. He's called it a coin flip.
Yeah. Thank you, Tank for Trevor, texting in a nice picture of a car speeding off the highway at the last possible second to an exit where the green highway sign above him has Ohio State crossed off, Miami goes straight, or transfer portal to the right. Beautiful picture. Love that.
Well, he can't go to Liberty because Liberty stole Auburn's backup quarterback with Hugh Freeze. So I'm trying to think where, if he did go, where it would be.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying he'd have his choice. I mean, I think Tate Martell, if he... you know what? I'm going to say he doesn't. I'm going to say he stays put this year.
Oh, one of them is for sure going to be in the portal.
I think you're right. I think you nailed it.
I think Perry for sure.
By Labor Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or maybe week four, because it doesn't count against
right.
That's
well,
the
that's
new
why
rule.
I said the end of September.
Okay, yeah.
Because
all
that
right.
Gives them a couple of games to figure out, okay, is, what's his name, Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's going to really be the starter for the year, or is this going to be just another season with the Hurricanes where they're going to roll out two or three different starters?
Yippee-ki-yay says, will Martell want a ring if Miami wins a conference or national title without him after he transfers? The reason that's brought up is because of Dabo Swinney and Kelly Bryant. Kelly Bryant does not get a ring for transferring out of Clemson. And now a new story.
Which I think is selfish, by the way.
No, I think that's the right move.
No, it's not.
He bailed 1 month into the season. You don't give him a kid a ring. This isn't like baseball where you get a share.
He was part of the team. He was on the team.
Yeah, he chose to leave.
He chose to leave because he wasn't the starter anymore,
and he didn't want to lose a year of eligibility.
You don't get a ring for that.
I understand both sides.
It was a selfish reason to leave, which is fine.
Yeah,
that's his right.
Right, but you're gone. You don't get a ring.
But if I'm Dabo, I don't have to give you a ring.
Fact,
absolutely not.
They're now saying, remember the three players that were suspended for the playoffs due to positive, enhancing.
Mm-hmm.
They won't get rings either. Apparently, now that's because it's an NCAA. I was shocked. Because they were
They get an ACC championship ring.
Yes, but they were not, according to the NCAA, they were not eligible to participate in the championship event, which is a separate event, so they will not get rings. And we're talking about who was Dexter Lawrence, Zach Galia, and Braden Galloway. Those guys won't get rings either, apparently, according to the NCAA.
Well, and then just getting back real quick to – with Tate Martell and Cozy Perro transfer. So, obviously, the opening game is a week from Saturday, the 24th, against Florida. Then they're at North Carolina. Then they're home against Bethune-Cookman. They'll win them by 80. Then they're home against Central Michigan. They'll beat them by 50. And then they're home against
the Chippewas.
Then they're home against Virginia Tech. So, obviously, the Florida game is the biggest one for a variety of reasons.
12 days!
A big test.
Well, it sets Miami up for a start to a great season if they're able to win against the Gators.
Well, if we win that game, they could start off 5-0.
Right.
At the very worst, they could be 4-1. I don't know what Virginia Tech is going to be yet.
No.
941, it's Chris from Boston/Punta Gorda. I just let my 11-year-old son wear my Costas on my boat yesterday. He dropped him in the ocean. He's furious. You don't wear. You let your 11-year-old wear the $260 pair of glasses.
He doesn't know the difference. Get him some $2 pair.
I know.
Oh, 11-year-old? He'll know the difference.
Yeah, I know.
Fourth grader?
Oh yeah.
But the dad's got to say no, son. Those are two bills. You're not
mature enough.
Oh, it's on Punta Gorda, Boston, Chris. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on you, pal.
I think he knows it.
All right,
he does.
He knows.
Coming up, we've got the trip down Sound Street. You can hear John Gruden actually defend AB. It's still laughable to me. Bryson DeChambeau, his explanation.
He's dead to me.
Oh, I love Bryson.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I hate the pace in which he plays, but I like what he's doing to the game. He's shaking things up a little bit.
He's not doing anything instead of making a jackass out of
him. What are you talking about? This is a guy that has had the compass is now outlawed on the PGA Tour because of Bryson DeChambeau. He's having rules created for him.
Mm-hmm. He literally walked from the tee to the green and back to the tee because he wanted to see a landing spot.
It was 70 yards.
The putt that took 7.5 or 8.5 minutes.
He almost made that putt, too.
He missed it.
It was about a.
He should have made
it. Was a ball and a half out.
Yeah, but he went 4 feet by. That was so lame what he did.
Speaking of ball and a half, Chris is getting a vasectomy Friday. Sound Street is next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
We would talk
talking about you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Here we go on Sound Street. Let's start it off. Here's John Gruden defending his big crybaby, Antonio Brown.
I don't know what anybody's writing or what anybody thinks, but this foot injury wasn't his fault. You know, this was a total accident. It really wasn't his fault, and it's a serious injury. I know some people are smarting at it, but it's really not a laughing matter. The guy was hurt. He was innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. And the helmet thing is a personal matter to him. You know, he has a strong feeling about what he's worn on his head, and we're supporting him. And we understand the league's position as well, so we're in a tough spot. And we hope Antonio is back here soon because he's exciting to be around. I'm excited. I got some plays for him. I hope we can start calling him.
You know, the most infuriating thing is when he calls and says, Antonio Brown, what happened, the cryo freeze was an accident. I mean, don't talk to everybody like we're freaking idiots.
Or like he's a fourth grader. He's Please. A grown man.
That's exactly what I thought. It sounds like a parent trying to defend. It's not his fault.
Right.
It's not his fault Timmy didn't have his homework done. I kept him out late last night. It's not his fault.
It's a good analogy. There's more.
From a football coach.
Infuriating.
Here's John Gruden not going to doubt Brown's desire to play football.
I'm not going to speculate. You know, I have a lot of confidence that he's one of the premier competitors I've ever been around. And I got a feeling he would play with no helmet. It's how much he loves to play. But I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth. We're going to support him. And whatever his decision is, we'll stand by it. But we're confident that he's going to be a huge factor for the Raiders for years to come.
I think we know he would not play without a helmet. I wouldn't go throwing that out. For sure.
This is such a joke. This is like talking about a 7-year-old that violated recess or something. This is so dumb. I can't believe we have to spend time on this.
But we will.
We have to.
We'll beat it to death.
Yes, we will.
Ryan Clark, former teammate, former Steeler on Golic and Wingo, says this is the real AB. He just hit it until last year.
Yeah.
I knew that this person was there the entire time. I thought he had done a great job of hiding it from the public, right? The media never really got a hold that Antonio could behave in this way. And then once you started to see some of the things that happened in Pittsburgh with Coach Tomlin, with the team being owned and run by the Rooney family in a kind of family atmosphere that you have in Pittsburgh, and he went crazy there. The selfishness started to show, some of the brattiness started to show in a place that it hardly ever happens. So for people to think that he was going to go to Oakland and that John Gruden and that Mark Davis were going to be able to stop him from continuing to be who he is, that's a crazy thought. But it was going to be something. It just actually happened earlier and stupider than I thought.
Hey, look, for a former teammate to go out and say these things, that makes the impact of that comment twofold, I mean, more than normal. It was a pretty powerful comment to begin with, but to be that as a former teammate, that says a lot to me.
Threw furniture off a 14-story building, almost hit a child.
And then there's that. All right, when we come back, I want to get into this Bryson DeChambeau and PGA thing because a lot of people like golf around here, they can appreciate this, and the guy's killing, literally killing the game. And he's defending himself for his stupidity. And if you missed it, we'll tell you all the stupid things he did during the Northern Trust this past weekend. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.